WCHL, Ron Stutz here with some special guests in the studio this morning. First of all, Amanda Fletcher is here from the town of Chapel Hill. And Amanda, you have the best title of anybody I know. Festival and Community Celebration Supervisor.
That's really cool. It's a fun job.
How much did you pay for that title?
It's a lot of words.
Well, we're here to talk about the 4th of July celebration of the town of Chapel Hill. It's an amazing celebration every year, and I know you are excited about it.
Absolutely.
We've got some great entertainment this year out here. There's a rumor floating around that some really talented folks are going to be on the stage.
Absolutely. It is the Transit Vocal Band. They're new to our celebration, and they are a high-impact a cappella group, so we're pretty excited.
I'm looking forward to hearing them, and as a matter of fact, I'm looking forward to talking to them right now in our studios. We have April McTaggart and Amy Pruitt here from the Transit Vocal Band. How you doing?
Good. How are you doing?
All right. What kind of entertainment are you guys going to provide for the crowd at Keenan Stadium?
So we are a five-piece a cappella group. We do everything from classic rock to current pop hits to some family-friendly Disney music. It's kind of a little bit of everything.
Mm-hmm. And how long have you been together? What's the story on the band?
The band has been around since 2005. Mm-hmm. The current iteration of the group has been together for a couple years now. Yeah. But our vocal percussionist, who you'll see on Saturday, mm-hmm. actually started the group. And he's still with us.
Vocal percussionist.
Yes.
So it's going to sound
mouth drummer.
Like drums, but you're not going to see any drums on stage. He's doing it all himself.
I have drums playing in my head all the time, but I have a feeling that will sound better. Amanda, I want to get into the entertainment just a little bit more, but tell us about all the other things that are happening on the 4th of July inside Keenan Stadium.
Yeah, so gates open at 7, and we encourage you to get there early to get the best seats, and on our concourse, we're going to have a lot of activities for families and balloon artists, photo booth, face painting station, inflatable sports challenges. There's fun for everyone.
All right. Well, I will have the opportunity, of course, to introduce the Transit Vocal Band. It's always so much fun. And I wonder if you might maybe give us a little bit better example of your music. This is not the state-of-the-art equipment we're playing this on here, but you can just take a listen and see what it sounds like.
Sure. We've got a little bit of a debut for you guys. This has not been released yet. This is our new single. We just finished recording it, called Ghost.
Ghost. All right, here we go.
Wash out the pain and at most I'm sleeping all these demons away. But your ghost, the ghost of you, it keeps me awake.
My friends had you figured out. Yeah, they saw what's inside of you. You tried hiding another you, but your evil was coming through. These eyes sitting on the wall, yeah, they watch every move I make. Bright light living in the shade. Your cold heart makes my spirit shake.
I had to go through hell to prove I'm not insane. Had to meet the devil just to know his name. That's when my love was burning. Yeah, it's still burning.
That's pretty cool. That really is pretty cool, ladies
Thank
and gentlemen.
You.
Transit Vocal Band. And a little preview of their song, Ghost, but you do a lot of other stuff. And I would imagine you do a lot of stuff also that people are very familiar with and will know all the words and just love it.
Absolutely. We like to keep current stuff in there, both for adults and for the kiddies out there, mm-hmm. and the kids at heart.
Yeah, I'm sure people will be singing along to Let It Go with us on Saturday.
That's usually a pretty big
hit. My kids included.
Yeah. Well, it's free to get into Keenan Stadium, although there is a suggested donation of $1 per person or $5 per family. And if you'd like to find out more, you can go to the Town of Chapel Hill's website, which is townofchapelhill.org. And Amanda, anything else you want to tell everybody about this on the 4th of July?
One thing I forgot to mention, the famous watermelon eating contest hosted by DSI mm-hmm. starts early. So you got to get there at 7:30 to be able to see the first three heats. And then the final heat is on stage mm-hmm. between the wonderful Transit Vocal Band sets. So
we'll be tripping on watermelon seeds in the second.
Yeah, and I want to get out of the way so I don't get any watermelon juice on me. So it will be a lot of fun. It always is at the 4th of July. We'll fill up about half of Keenan Stadium which would be really cool. And it all, as you said, the gates open at 7?
That's right.
Gates open at 7, and the entertainment will, or the fireworks will actually start when it gets dark. Mm-hmm. And the entertainment in between, you know, the time you get there and the time the fireworks start. So right. It'll be a whole lot of fun. So, hey, thank you to the Transit Vocal Band for coming in.
Absolutely.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, thanks for being here. And Amanda, really cool one thing I did not mention is that Travel and Leisure magazine ranked Chapel Hill number 10 as America's best towns for July 4th celebrations in the country, which is something to be really proud of.
That's right.
So thank you for all the work that you put in behind the scenes to make all this stuff happen.
Thank you.
And we'll see you on Saturday. It all happens 4th of July, falling on the weekend this year, which is kind of cool.